Santa Clara County has the fifth biggest homeless population in the United States. Officials estimate that means about 18,000 people are homeless over the course of a year.
Now, the city of San Jose is trying to address the problem. Tonight, they voted unanimously to approve a pilot program, which would help the homeless find temporary shelter in hotels and motels.
That plan is moving forward, but it would only house 60 people. This is just the latest idea to house the county's homeless, because there just isn't enough shelter space for everyone. So for years, the homeless in the area have turned to alternatives to find a place to stay, like encampments in the county's network of creeks, or spending the night on Hotel 22. That's the nickname for Line 22, the county's only overnight bus service. For over a decade, people have been using Line 22 at night for shelter. The Valley Transportation Authority knows that people use the bus this way. It's been going on for over a decade. Brandy Childress is spokesperson for the VTA.
They are like any fare-paying customer. We can't discriminate on who and why they're riding. So the customers, you know, whether they have a home or not, they're riding and they're following the rules. And as long as they're doing that, we have no reason for them to be, you know, denied the services.
KALW's Isabel Angel took a ride on the 22 to meet some of the people who call it home.
I've heard there's a nickname for the bus. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, there's the Motel 22 or Hotel 22. That's the big one I've heard. I call it home.
That's Michael Garber. I'm riding the 22 bus with him and his wife.
My name is Elizabeth Garber. I've been homeless for about 8 months so far, riding the bus 22 as many times at night as we have money for.
Right now, we're on the bus somewhere between East San Jose and Palo Alto. It's 2:30 a.m. and it's raining. Some people are covered in blankets, settled way down in their seats. Others are surrounded by bags. During the day, this is a regular city bus. But at night, it makes an unofficial transformation from Bus 22 to Hotel 22. Dozens of people like the Garbers pay the $2 fare and use this bus as a shelter for the length of its route, a two-hour ride. So that means once every 2 hours, everybody has to get off and stand out in the cold to wait for the next bus. Back aboard, I meet Jose Diaz. He's spending tonight on Hotel 22.
I'm a homeless guy, and this is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth from Campbell.
We just met. I guess we're going to hang out. She says she's hanging out with me. I don't know why, but she doesn't even know me.
Diaz has been homeless for 14 years. He usually sleeps outside. The reason he's on the bus tonight?
To get out of the rain.
And nowhere else to go.
Up ahead, we come to a stop.
We can get up and go to Denny's. I got a little bit of money. We'll get some coffee.
Actually,
Denny's right there.
God.
Hey, pull the thing. We're getting out.
No,
Denny's.
Want to
go get some coffee?
Yeah, let's get some coffee.
Staying on the Hotel 22 means it's the middle of the night, the lights are on, you're surrounded by 30 or so people you hardly know, and it's loud. There's a chatter rising above the sounds of the bus, mostly from people heading home after a night out. There's also a drunk man talking loudly to whoever will listen, and a woman sharing her history of drug abuse with her seatmate. Not your typical bedroom.
And, you know, like, your stuff's not secure, you're not secure. It's just, that's like the greatest hardship of it all. It's just the constant, almost paranoid sense of vigilance you have to maintain. You know, if you have to ride this bus, you know, you've got to be prepared to, you know, defend what you've got and just really, you know, sleep with one eye open.
Garber says he only sleeps about 3 hours a night, and that takes a toll.
Oh, yeah, I've missed interviews because I fall asleep on the bus in the morning and miss my stop. I wake up, I've missed court dates. And so, yeah, I don't know how many opportunities I've lost because of it, you know.
Garber had a job working for Walmart, but they didn't keep him on. He and his wife, Elizabeth, used to live with her mother, but they couldn't contribute enough rent after he lost his job.
We ended up on the street. And we've been doing that ever since.
They've tried to sign up for affordable housing, but nothing has panned out. That's because Santa Clara County has a 3% vacancy rate, the lowest in the country. That means finding housing is competitive for everyone. Landlords are much more likely to go for someone with a stable job history over a person coming off the streets or a bus. We're getting close to the last stop. I head to the front to talk to the driver. I ask her what she thinks of driving people who have nowhere else to go.
You know, everybody who gets on, they're getting on for a reason. Either they're going to sleep from, you know, end to end, or they're going home, or they're going to work, or it doesn't bother me. I just, you know, do my job.
So are we coming up to the end right now?
Yes. And then
we pull into the Palo Alto Transit Center, the end of the line. It's about 3:30 in the morning. A guard steps on. Everybody files off, some more willingly than others. Then they cross to the other side of the terminal and wait for the next bus. It's raining tonight, but summer's coming, and many of the people I talked to said they'll start sleeping outside instead of on the bus. Next winter, though, one of the county's biggest homeless shelters is set to close. That could mean even more people spending the night on Hotel 22. In Palo Alto, I'm Isabel Angel for Cross Currents.